Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but a word of caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
Oh boy, I'm in deep doo-doo.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
And this segment is Meeting Around the Table.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yes, I like meeting around a table. As long as there's food involved.
The Neighborhood Supper Club is on the road again. This time we travel to the South Barrington Arboretum to meet around the table with our friends. What better place to do this than a restaurant with the name Encuentro a Tavola, which loosely translates to meeting around a table. Ah, get it?
Mm-hmm.
It
all full circle.
It does.
Uh-huh. And due to some new construction and the fact that the restaurant is by a roundabout, a full circle, I crack myself up. Parking is a challenge. Just be creative and put on your walking shoes. Since Jim's new knee is not playing nice, I was his own personal valet parking attendant that evening.
When you walk in, or kind of hobble in like I did, you see a beautiful upscale modern restaurant with all the hustle and bustle typical of a Saturday night.
And while perusing the menu with three of our friends at the table, our waitress brought over a basket of nice, warm, crusty Italian bread with a small bottle of olive oil. This was to accompany the small bowl of assorted olives and the small bowl of Parmesan cheese. The olives, I have to say, were a nice touch, and they were really tasty.
They were very good, yes.
And our bowls and basket of bread were empty within minutes. I mean, minutes, maybe seconds, to be honest with you, because with four people at a table and you just pass the bread around, well, we had one, two, three, we had five people around our table.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Yes. So it went fast. We asked our waitress assistant for more bread and cheese. He took our basket containing the bottle of olive oil, and he later returned with a basket filled with bread, but no sign of the olive oil or cheese.
It was close.
Yeah. Our second attempt brought over the cheese, but still no olive oil.
He's getting closer.
Mm-hmm. Again, we asked for the olive oil, and he returned with a bowl of olives.
Yeah, almost.
This was great because we really dug into those olives, but we still needed the olive oil for our now cool bread. Maybe we should have squeezed the olives, and we would have gotten the oil a lot faster.
That's probably what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, well.
So our last request for the olive oil proved successful, and all was well.
Hooray, yes.
Boy, I never thought it would take that long to get some bread and cheese and oil.
That was a tough one.
That was tough.
It took a lot of work.
Yeah, it did.
But charging on to our appetizer. We ordered the fried calamari, $14, which came with marinara sauce. $14?
Yeah.
The calamari was just average, and a portion size, in our opinion, was meager for the price. I mean,
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, what we had, you know, for $14, you think you can sit there and share it with some people at your table.
No. Our friend ordered the arancini siciliani, $10, which was crispy, deep-fried saffron rice, filled with bolognese, peas, and mozzarella. I've never had that before.
No.
Oh. And she was kind enough to give everyone at the table a taste, and these things were incredible.
Oh, my God.
They were so good. That's my new favorite appetizer now, I think, is arancini.
I think it's mine, too.
Yeah, I really like that.
Oh, it was delicious.
You know, and that was only $10, and that was worth the money.
Yes, that was well worth the money.
A little dining duo tip, don't pass this appetizer up. It will remind you of risotto, but deep fried. I mean, how can you go wrong with something like that? I mean, even the mozzarella, when you bite into it, you get the little stringy mozzarella. You're getting hungry, aren't you?
Yes, it's way past my lunchtime.
You're getting hungry.
Yes, and you're making me wait longer because you're making me do this show and I'm starving.
You're getting hungry. Nancy ordered the ravioli di Aragosta, $28, for 6 ravioli, which was house-made pasta filled with cold water lobster, fresh ricotta, lemon zest, and served with lobster pomodorini sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pomodorini, that's Italian for a little tomato.
Mm-hmm.
So it came with a little tomatoes.
It did.
But you call it pomodorini, you can charge a couple bucks more.
They charge quite a bit more.
That's why it was $28.
You betcha.
But she did say the ravioli had chunks of lobster in them, which is good.
Yes, because I've always had it just like minced up. Really, you can't, so fine, you can't really taste it.
Yeah, it's like the mystery stuff in there, yeah.
But the ravioli were small in size. I'm telling you, really small.
Yeah, you know, and all items on the menu are a la carte. And her 6 ravioli were delicious, but again, you would expect them to be considering the hefty price.
I mean,
that's all you get for $28 is 6 ravioli.
You know pasta's cheap.
But it was cold water lobster. But then when they boiled the ravioli, didn't it turn into warm water lobster?
Oh, let's not go with that again.
I have a problem with that.
I know you do. Let's just skip over that.
Okay.
Jim spotted the brujol for $28, which was braised sirloin steak filled with prosciutto, cheese, and herbs, and was served in a red wine tomato sauce with cavatelli pasta and grana, which is Parmesan.
But then they can charge more because it's grana, and nobody knows what it is.
Yeah. It was tasty, but he's had better brujol, and the portion size, again, in our opinion, was small when you consider the price. We've had brujol at our favorite Italian restaurant, and it's huge.
Yeah.
He can take and eat a ton of it that night, and then the next day he has a nice lunch.
And I think they were kind of light on the good stuff on the inside. You know, it's good to have like some lunch meat in there and stuff, and the fillings.
The prosciutto, not much.
They were kind of light on that, and everything that was in there was, I couldn't really tell. The steak was tender, it was good, it was tasty, but I've had better. You know, I don't know, but the grana was delicious.
Yeah.
On to dessert. Now, we always say we're going to try something other than tiramisu. Honestly, we wanted to try something other than tiramisu.
We wanted to try this panna cotta.
Oh, we love panna cotta. It's really, really good.
But
it was cappuccino flavored, and Nancy, being the world's fussiest food critic, hates coffee. So we couldn't get the...
Even though I eat tiramisu and there's coffee in it, that tastes... But I think the panna cotta would really just taste like coffee, and that's
well,
it.
Well, you're different, too, because you hate tomatoes, but you'll eat bruschetta.
If it's got garlic in it.
I don't understand
I'll force myself to eat the tomato because I love garlic.
You know how many times I've offered to pay for therapy?
I know, so go ahead.
I really have offered to pay for therapy
Let's not psychoanalyze my little mind.
Okay, but what were we to do? We had to order the tiramisu. For $6.
We did.
And that was a good deal, $6 for tiramisu.
That is a good deal, we thought.
What came to our table was a small sliver of tiramisu. But it was tasty, and we were okay with that. What do you get for $6?
Well.
But then, lo and behold, the table next was our friend ordered tiramisu. And she got this humongous piece. It was like 3 times the size of ours.
I know. That really got me on my high horse. I was raring to go. I'm like, seriously. She gets a piece where she ate it, and she took home half of it. I get a little piece, which I never eat dessert. So I take maybe 1 or 2 forkfuls because I like to just a little sweet afterwards, and I let you have the rest because you love dessert. I felt guilty taking 1 forkful because you would have hardly had anything with the sliver we got.
That's right.
I know.
Note to the manager, work on consistency.
Very much so. All in all, we had a good time meeting around the table with our friends.
FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the price for our supper club part two was $88.36.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
And no doggy bags came home with us this evening.
No baggy doggies came home?
So you're really sitting there picking on me today now, aren't you?
Not at all, my love.
Oh, no. We're going to cut that, my love.
Do you want to know what my take is?
What's your take, my love?
The arancini was fantastic, but the cavatelli pasta that came with my brajol, it was a disappointment.
I took a taste of it.
It was like nothing.
It was nothing. No. There was no flavor.
I don't know, but we had fun with our friends and neighbors.
Yeah, we did.
It was all good. What's your take?
And we got to review it.
Yeah, we killed another 27 minutes.
And so. We killed the restaurant, it sounds like.
Yeah,
but.
Well. What's your take, Toots?
I know I don't eat dessert,
so
like
what are
I
you
said,
complaining about?
But at least give me a chance for a couple of forkfuls. That's all I'm asking.
That's all? You're just saying?
Just saying.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
In Contro a Tavola, 100 West Higgins Road, Suite H20, South Barrington, 60010. Phone number is 847-836-1700. Reservations are a must on a Saturday night. The website is www.incontroatavola.com. The directions, you take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Route 59 Exit, North to Higgins Road, East to South Barrington Arboretum. Estimated travel time, 23 minutes. On the dot.
On the dot. And that is a shopping center with the weirdest parking lot. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never find your store because all the lanes are you know, go one way this way, go one way that way.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It is.
We had a hard time trying to find it.
Yes, we did. And we're trained professionals.
Exactly.
For those of you who just tuned in, this masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
We do. And so, my love.
Even if it's last.
I knew you were going to do that. That's why I was trying to just jump right in.
Nope.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
You have mail.
Ooh, thank you, Elvira. We do have mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she works for the post office off-season because she's only busy one day of the year on Halloween. So she works for the post office.
Okay.
And we did get a letter. And this is from Kate, and she is part of the Two Gingers here on the Mighty 101.5. And she told us about Bold American Fair in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a very, very interesting restaurant. We're going to put that on the fast track.
Yes.
Because they have such delicacies as a lobster corn dog.
Yep. A lobster Pop-Tart.
I know. They have all this cool stuff.
Oh,
so
it's like, oh,
yeah, so
don't get me hungry. I'm really thinking about it now, and I would love to go right this second.
So stay tuned. We're going to be reviewing that.
Shortly.
And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And here in the studio right now,
yes,
is our own detective.
Yes.
Jim.
Officer Friendly, if you will.
Oh, you are Officer Friendly?
I am Officer Friendly.
You're going to throw these people in a pokey. You're not friendly.
Well, you know what? There is just so much food-related crime. It's running rampant.
And I'm sure it's not in Florida again, is it?
Yeah, few of them are. We have a few of these stories from all over the world.
but mostly Florida.
Well, yeah.
For some reason, it always happens in Florida. And it's always including a Waffle House.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Is there?
Yeah.
See what I mean? I don't even know what you're doing, and I figured it has to be a Waffle House sighting.
Are you channeling Mystical Mistress Nancy?
I think I am. I know all.
Anyway, my first story is, from Florida.
See? I knew it.
And the headline is Sandwich Sparks Violent Sibling Rivalry. Well, you know, brothers and sisters, they fight a lot.
Oh, gosh, yes, I know.
But you think, that's when you're a kid. But you would think that once they become adults, they would stop, right?
Of course.
Wrong. DeMarcus and Brittany, 20 and 22, were arrested on domestic violence charges after beating each other up because DeMarcus allegedly ate Brittany's leftovers.
Oh, it's kind of like husband and wife. The moron goes into my refrigerator, picks out my doggy bag and starts eating it. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, I did not give that to you for lunch to go to work with. And you're eating it now? That is mine, not yours. So I can see it happening.
Well, actually, the police chief, Randy, sympathized with them. He said there must have been really a good leftover. And I bet when DeMarcus ate it, he never dreamed it would be a catalyst to go to jail. I can just see his sister snapping when she realized her leftover had been eaten. I can completely understand that.
So did he go to the pokey?
He went to the pokey.
Really?
Yes, he did. No, now this is from California.
Oh.
Which is
the land of fruits and nuts.
It's basically a Western Florida, you know. Assault over Halloween candy.
Well, I can see that happening because we used to sit there and fight with our kids. No, you can't have that because those were our favorite candies. We said, it doesn't look right. Remember when they were little?
Yep.
I can see it.
Well, actually, this person is not so little. He's 18 years old.
And he went trick-or-treating?
Evidently.
Oh, my God.
And after they came back with the candy, his father accused him of stealing his sister's trick-or-treat candy.
At 18 years old.
And this 18-year-old lovely little child became so enraged by the accusation that he repeatedly punched his father in the face. Okay, that's California.
Uh-huh.
But the police were called, and he was hauled off to the pokey.
You wouldn't punch me in the face if I ate your candy, would you?
No, I would not, dear.
Oh, thank you, my
love.
Because
you're my little sweetie.
Oh, I am sweet.
Yes,
you don't need candy.
All right. This one is the headline is The King of Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, tastes great. Wish we had some. Can't wait.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And this is from Detroit.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
This is something new.
Two Detroit men found themselves in an argument on a hot summer day over who could make better Kool-Aid.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Their exchange became so heated, no pun, that they actually stood up and began shooting at each other.
Shooting guns?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Now, these guys are great. Even though they were at point-blank range, both shooters completely missed each other.
They're morons.
But tragically, two innocent bystanders were shot.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be all right. The bystanders are going to be all right.
But, over Kool-Aid?
And you make Kool-Aid. Isn't Kool-Aid just throw the powder and some water and mix it?
And put some sugar in.
Well, they're going to have plenty of time for making Kool-Aid because they were hauled off to the pokey.
Ooh.
Ah. Oh, this is from Georgia.
Ooh. Getting closer to Florida, though.
But, yeah, well, there's a Waffle House involved. Pitchfork-wielding criminal robs Waffle House.
Pitchfork?
Pitchfork, yep.
Huh.
A man in Georgia walked into a local Waffle House and robbed it at pitchfork point.
He brought his own fork for dinner.
She herded the employees into the bathroom and unsuccessfully tried to open the register with a pitchfork.
Are you kidding me?
So what was he to do? He decided to steal the entire register and drop the pitchfork in the parking lot.
With all his fingerprints on it.
Mm.
Think about that. He can get caught 1, 2, 3. I swear to God. Criminals are not the sharpest pencil in the can.
But it gets better.
Okay.
At this time, the employees got out of the bathroom.
Okay.
And it chased after him in the parking lot and picked up his pitchfork and attempted to attack him with his own weapon.
Really?
Yes. So they held him at pitchfork point.
Pitchfork point?
Pitchfork point. And the police were called and hauled him off to the pokey.
With the register in his hands.
Well, no, they probably gave the register back to him.
No, but I'm saying he had the register still.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Let's not say what the article doesn't say what happened to the pitchfork.
I wonder if he took a little something to eat on his way out. I mean, he was in Waffle House. He should have taken a waffle.
He could have.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this one is from Florida.
Okay. I knew Florida was involved.
This is Florida and a Waffle House.
Oh, my God. The both of them.
Armed robbers steal menu from diner.
Armed robber steals a menu?
You know, you just said that armed robbers are not the most sharpest pencil in a box. Well, okay, let me read
that. And a pencil can.
Yep.
So you're telling me somebody's going to get in the pokey because they stole a menu?
Let me read on.
Okay.
Officers were dispatched shortly after 4 a.m. to the Waffle House for an attempted robbery. There was two robbers. One of them displayed a handgun but fled the store without any cash. The other robber stole a menu. I don't know.
It's a menu.
Maybe he didn't know what he wanted to steal. So he had to steal a menu so he knew what he wanted to steal.
It's a menu. Why would he go into jail for a menu?
Well, he didn't go to jail. They were able to flee and are still at large.
Oh, for a menu.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is from our international correspondent.
Oh, who?
This is from Vladimir Chakovska.
Wow.
Yeah, you know Vladimir, don't you? He's a good guy.
He's a mouthful.
He certainly is. And this is from the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Not, you know, that's where Czech, please. No, that's not something.
No. But they should steal the Czech.
See, when he asks for the Czech, it means something totally different in Czech.
In Czech.
In Czech.
Uh-huh. Okay, check, please.
We're babbling on.
Yeah, we are like a brook.
Anyway, and this is about must-have pudding, okay?
Okay.
Never stand in the way of a hungry person and his favorite dessert. In the Czech Republic, 36-year-old Petro Svačka,
wow,
was dining out, enjoying some of his pudding at his favorite restaurant when the wait staff asked him to leave because they were closing.
Well,
they wouldn't let him finish his pudding.
That's stupid.
I know. The request infuriated Svačka because he couldn't finish. What did he do?
What did he do?
Well, he complied with the initial request and vacated the restaurant, but he wasn't about to give up the rest of his pudding that easily. He came in enraged, returned to the restaurant with a chainsaw. He sliced a hole in the front door, went back inside, found his cup of half-eaten pudding, and ate it. But
that's it?
That's it. That's all he did.
And then he got in trouble.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the people in the restaurant saw him coming in with a chainsaw, and so they called the police.
Yeah.
And he was hauled off to the pokey.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. If somebody stole your rice pudding, wouldn't you get mad?
I guess I would.
I think so, too.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Till supper time.